Revelation chapter 2 and 3 are the letters that are written to the seven churches which are in Asia. And as I mentioned before, these were churches that actually existed at one time during the first century AD. And the reason they're being placed in the book of Revelation is because of the prophetic significance that they carry. And let me give you an example of this. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 14, Jesus Christ is addressing the church at Laodicea. Now, one of the most notable things about the church at Laodicea was the fact that they were lukewarm. It actually says in verse number 15, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou were cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. So this is a pretty strong rebuke that he's giving to them because of the fact that they're being lukewarm, they're indifferent, they're apathetic towards the things of God. And why is that? Well, he says in verse 17, because thou sayest I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. So what we see here is that the church at Laodicea was very affluent. They were allowing the deceitfulness of riches to choke the word. They were becoming unfruitful and thereby basically becoming lukewarm and indifferent towards the things of God. They were serving mammon more than they were actually serving God. And this is the rebuke that Jesus Christ is giving to them. Now, what is the solution to this? Well, we see in verse 18, he tells them, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Now, what does that mean? Well, he's basically instructing them to go through some tribulation, allow some persecution into their life, allow some fire into their life in order for them to be tried so that they can come forth as gold and increase their faith in the Lord, so they can be rich in faith and not in monetary wealth. And in fact, in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 7, the Bible tells us that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. So he's basically telling them, be willing to pay the price of persecution, be willing to pay the price of affliction and tribulation so that you can be rich in your faith. But then he goes on to tell them this. He says, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed. Now, what does that mean? Well, we obviously understand that white raiment is often associated with this matter of salvation. And in fact, in this very same chapter, in verse number 5, it tells us, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. So obviously we understand that when we get saved, the righteousness of Jesus Christ is imputed upon us. You know, our spirit is quickened. We're given the righteousness of Jesus Christ. This is what happens when we get saved, right? But this particular verse in verse 18 is not referring to salvation. And the reason we know that is because of the fact that he's saying to buy it. And we obviously don't buy salvation. You don't buy it. You don't earn it. You don't do anything to merit eternal life. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So we obviously understand that salvation is something that's freely received. You don't have to pay for it. All you have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, with that being said, what does it mean when he says buy white raiment? Well, here's a simple way to explain it. You know, the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 1, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance. And it's basically referring to the fact that when you get saved, you're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise unto the day of redemption. That means that the Holy Spirit of God lives within you until that day. Now, here's the interesting thing is that the Bible also tells us that we have to walk in the Spirit. The Bible says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. He says, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. So over and over again, we see God commanding us to walk in the Spirit, to be filled with the Spirit, even though the Spirit of God already dwells within us. Well, in like manner, although we already have the white raiment of the righteousness of Jesus Christ already within us, God commands us on a day-to-day basis to be clothed upon with righteousness, to put on righteousness as a cloak, so to speak. The Bible tells us, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. The Bible says to be clothed with humility. It tells us to put on the new man. And we obviously understand that this isn't for the maintenance of our salvation. This is so we can be blessed of God, so we can walk in the Spirit, so we can do things that are pleasing unto Him. This is one of the reasons why we have to walk in the Spirit, so that we're not fulfilling the lust of the flesh. But the question still remains, why do we have to buy it? Well, when it says buy white raiment, it's simply telling us that we have to pay a price in order to walk in the Spirit. And the price that we have to pay is our own lives. You know, Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Ephesians chapter 4 says, but ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So according to the Bible, in order for us to have that white raiment, in order for us to walk in the Spirit, in order for us to be in that new man, so to speak, it's going to cost us the old man. You know, the Bible says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 3, mortify therefore the members of your body which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, covetousness, which is idolatry. So what Revelation chapter 3 verse 18 is basically stating is that in order for us to be clothed upon with righteousness, we need to put off the old man. It's going to cost us our lives, so to speak. The Apostle Paul said, I die daily, in order for him to put on Jesus Christ. So what it's basically stating when it says we have to buy the white raiment, it's telling us that we need to make sure that we're willing to pay the price to put on the new man. You know, the Bible says, likewise, reckon yourselves also to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies that ye should obey in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Now, what's the prophetic significance to this? Well, let me read it to you again. It says in verse 18, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich in white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. We obviously understand that nakedness is synonymous with shame. And when someone is naked, it basically means that they're exposing their flesh. Well, in like manner, from a spiritual perspective, when you're naked spiritually, you're exposing your flesh, or as the Bible also puts it, your old man. Now, the prophetic significance that this has is the fact that when the second coming of Christ takes place, we want to make sure that we're confident at his coming. 1 John chapter 2, verse 28 says, and now, little children, abide in him. What does it mean to abide in him? It means to walk in the Spirit, to put on the new man. He says, and now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Now, this is important because of the fact that, you know, whenever you go through a tribulation or a trial or persecution, you want to make sure that you're clothed upon with righteousness. Obviously, you want to make sure that you're saved. But even aside from that, you want to make sure that you're walking in the new man so that you can endure the persecution, the tribulation, and the trials that are to come. So you're not found naked before him at his coming. And this actually reminds me of a story in the book of Mark, in the Gospels. It tells us in Mark chapter 14 and verse 50, and they all forsook him and fled, and there followed him a certain young man having a linen cloth cast about his naked body. And the young men laid hold on him, and he left the linen cloth and fled before them naked. We see here a disciple who is clothed upon with linen. He's clothed upon with righteousness. But we see that when persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended and he flees from them naked. What does he do? He flees from them bearing his flesh. And the prophetic significance that this has is the fact that we understand that that which precedes the rapture is the tribulation. And more specifically, the great tribulation, where the Antichrist is making war with the saints. We could say that's when the Antichrist is laying hold on all believers in order to put them to death. And if you're not walking in the Spirit, you're not putting on the new man, you're not putting on Jesus Christ, you don't have that linen cloth about you, you might flee from him naked. And it could be that at those last 75 days, you might be naked before him at his coming, and you might be ashamed before him at his coming. I'll finish with this verse in Revelation chapter 16, verse 15. It says this, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. You know, it's important that when we go through persecution and tribulation, that we're keeping our garments. We're not casting it off of us. We're not fleeing before our enemies naked. We're not exposing our shame, our flesh, our old man. And we need to make sure that we are walking in the new man. We're walking in the spirit. The Bible tells us this, and others saved with fear, pulling him out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. I want to encourage you today to walk in the spirit, not fulfill the lust of the flesh, to buy that white raiment that thou mayest be clothed and not be ashamed before him at his coming. God bless and have a great one.